Certainly a lot of fun pictures there. Showed the adventurous side of Chuck, which shouldn't surprise many of us here. We're going to share some thoughts, feelings, if you'd like. You don't have to, but if you do have something to share or a memory to uplift, we're going to take some time to do that right now. Would anyone like to start us off? Yep, we'll start with Margaret back here. And I'm going to hand you the microphone here so we can, our online audience can catch you and we can hear you better. Here you go, Margaret.
I could certainly attest to Chuck's wit and sense of humor and teasing. He loved nothing better than to do that when I sat in front of him at church. And I'll always remember him for that. I loved him dearly.
In this world that everything is so polarized and opposite and black or white, right or left, Chuck and I, we're black and white in many political and religious thoughts. But if our leaders could take an example, Chuck and I both loved and respected each other. We agreed to disagree, and you hear that term a lot, not used often, but it was with Chuck and I. And I loved and respected him.
So I just wanted to thank everybody for being here, and especially Pastor Lucky. During those last 10 days, he really became part of our family. I think he went and saw my dad every day when he was in the ICU, so that's something I'll certainly never forget. So I have a lot of stories. I'll just try to maybe share a couple of them, as you can imagine. So one of my favorite stories, anybody that knew my dad well knew that he had a religious relationship with breakfast, almost. And so when I was a very young kid, I was a bit of a prankster myself, which I think I got from him. And I had what I thought was the most creative April Fool's joke ever, which was to take out the cereal in different boxes and kind of mix it all up. And so I was so proud of myself for having thought of this myself and thought it would be a tremendous hit with my dad. But this is when I learned this particular day of the importance of breakfast in his life and to not ever interfere with that process again. I don't know, there's a lot of funny stories, some things my mom may or may not know. So he would take me with my friends to movies for my birthday, and I don't know if he ever told you the movies that we ended up going to, but I remember one when I was maybe 8 was some kind of Charles Bronson movie, really violent. Anyway, he was a really generous person. We all had paper routes as kids, and to give us a break each week, he got up early Sunday morning and delivered the papers for us, which I thought was just exceedingly generous, and he didn't have to do that. He, as many of you know, he was beginning to show the signs of being afflicted by Alzheimer's, diagnosed with it about a year before he died. And on the advice of his physician, we were trying to get him to branch out and watch shows other than the one particular show that he was accustomed to. And so I asked him one evening, what's one word that would describe a movie that you would like to see, trying to get him to branch out? And he said, The Waltons. So even towards the end, he would not deviate from watching The Waltons. You know, it's hard to think of any silver lining, but I watched what my grandma went through with my grandpa, who had Alzheimer's for 15 to 20 years. And I think the one silver lining for me is that my mom didn't have to go through kind of the worst part of that disease. So I think we can all be thankful that he died. I think a very happy man, and he knew that he was loved. So thanks a lot.
We're going to catch Oscar over here. Is that Are you standing out to share something, Oscar?
Absolutely.
Yep.
So,
can you use that?
Yeah, is this one? This should be on.
That's good.
So, Pastor reminded me when he was talking about, do you remember? And he mentioned the plank sausage that your father took care of. And Chris, then you emphasized how religious he was about that. He was the most consistent cook that I had that was there at 7 o'clock every morning. I think for about 25 years, I quickly calculated that he probably fried about 9,000 to 10,000 links over the year. And also, he twisted my arm because we only meet 9 months out of the year. We take the summer off. He would say, can't we meet every month? So he was really, I look forward, I will miss him very much because he was so faithful to helping support this men's breakfast. So thanks for sharing, Chris, also some of the other memories he didn't tell.
Thank you. Maybe time for one more, or had some good things to share. We're going to continue with our next song, How Great Thou Art.